This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Diantha McKeel is with the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and she joins me live in...
School board.
What'd I say? See, that's what happens when you, that's what happens when your kids bring home a fever.
You just gave me a raise.
I'm so sick. I'm so sorry. I apologize. The Albemarle County School Board, of course, and you come bearing gifts. What is this?
This is pound cake from the culinary students at K-Tech.
Good for them.
They made you a pound cake today.
So would it remind people what K-Tech is, because people move here and they don't necessarily know what it is, but they've heard about it.
Technical vocational school, and they have a culinary school at K-Tech.
So they produce chefs, yeah.
Absolutely. Bob Bresson, many people who've lived in our community for years will know Bob Bresson. And he runs the culinary department. And there are lots of families around Thanksgiving, Coy, that have Thanksgiving dinner thanks to K-Tech.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for the pound cake. We're going to have to share it with everybody here. Channing, I hope you're hungry. There he is. He's very excited.
Do a wonderful job. Well, you might save a little bit tomorrow for Jane and Rick.
Yes, we can do that. We can definitely do that. So the latest on the Albemarle County School Board, of course, Eric Strucco was just with us a few days ago. Well, what's the latest? Now, the budget has come from the superintendent
and to us,
to the school board,
right.
But there were no changes.
We did not change anything because, of course, at this point, our budget is still, our funding request is still very fluid.
Right.
So what we're doing is sending forward to the Board of Supervisors the funding request we received from PAM. We went through it and looked at it, and it's based on the current tax rate. We have covered the amount of money that is in the funding request with, so we're not asking for any additional money. We are concerned, and we want the Board of Supervisors hopefully to share our concern, because we are using in this budget one-time money from our rainy day fund as well as stimulus money, and both of those things will not be available during the next budget cycle for the, you know, when we're doing this again in a year. And that's very concerning.
Because?
Because it's one-time money, and we're using one-time money. We used it this year, and we're using it again. We're recommending to use it again
and
now.
It won't be there next year?
And one-time money is only around for one time.
So next year you might be asking for more money.
If you're supporting salaries or positions or anything operational with one-time money, then you don't have a revenue stream that's predictable.
Yeah. We're talking with Diantha McKeel. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. It's 425 here in Charlottesville and 33 degrees. When does the Board of Supervisors start going through that budget with a fine-tooth comb, as they had promised to do?
I can't really speak for them, Coy. I'm not sure what their calendar is like, but they will certainly, once they've received ours, then the normal process would be that they'll start sometime in the next few weeks looking. And, of course, the reality is both boards deal with budget issues all year long. We don't really just wait for December, January, and February.
Yeah, yeah.
But so what will happen is we present our request. The Board of Supervisors get all the requests from all of the departments, just like ours. Then they come back and tell us at the end of the day how much money they have. The big issue for us, though, is for the school system, then we know after crossover in the General Assembly and the veto session for the governor, we know how much money we're getting from the state. Because one of the other things that's always very fluid for us is how much money we're getting from the state.
Which is less and less and less.
Which is hugely less and less.
We're talking with Diantha McKeel. Yeah. What's all this about the schedule that was changed? Eric is a good friend, and we've spoken on this program about that many times. And Eric says, it's no secret that he's been trying to get the board to reconsider this decision based on the input he has received from a lot of teachers and parents who aren't happy with the new schedule. What are your feelings about this?
Well, there are multiple issues going on, and it's very hard to do quick 2 or 3 minute sound bites about this, but,
go for it.
I'm going to try. What you're talking about, first of all, is the eight, what you mentioned is the eight period. We moved from a 7 period to an 8 period schedule. The reason that certainly this school board member has supported that and continues to support that schedule is because it offers more opportunities and more flexibility for our students. I am all about making decisions based on the data and what's good for the students in our schools. This offers opportunities, especially for the incoming ninth graders and the students going forward from next year on,
yeah,
because of mandates from the state. And this will offer opportunities for electives that broaden their horizon and give them more opportunities.
How do you explain
that in a 2 minute?
Yeah. How do you explain then the reaction on the part of some of the teachers who now have, you know, total students of could be in excess of 150 students when you count all their classes, and all the parents who are like, hey, my kid, this isn't working
for
us.
We have multiple things going on. That's what I was saying. So we had a change in the schedule from a 7 to an 8 period schedule. We also, the board, that was what the board supported last year. The principals implemented it in a way that created AB, you know, the alternating AB schedule, as well as semester courses. That's fine, too. And it's interesting when you look at the data, about 60% of the school divisions in Virginia right now use an A period schedule, to go back to that. And about 37%.
The kind of schedule that we used to have.
The 8 period schedule we have now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
About 60%. 37% of all high schools in Virginia use a 4x4 or a semester schedule.
Yeah.
And about 15% use an alternating day schedule. What Albemarle uses is a hybrid. We have both. But what happened this year was, because we had that change, we had a different type of schedule opportunity for children to take classes in different ways. And we also had 354 new students in our schools. We had a huge uptick in our enrollment.
Yeah.
So class sizes went up.
We're talking about
that. Also, as a school board, deliberately increased class size because we needed to balance a budget last year.
Yeah. And of course, that was the primary motivation for the schedule change, was budget issues, trying to figure out how to make this work and stretch that dollar further.
It wasn't the primary. It was a win-win. At the time we made it, we knew we were increasing opportunities for students, doing the right thing for kids. We moved it forward because we need, rather than putting it into this year's budget, which is what Dr. Moran planned to do, and have a year of kind of crossover and explanations and professional development, we moved it forward because we needed that $800,000.
We're over time here, but I did want to get Martha's question on. Martha, go on. Go right ahead.
Hi. I think one of the concerns that people have about the 8-period day is that they, you know, young people, 14 and 15, really aren't ready to have a whole semester's course in a year. And then what happens is some kids are going to school and taking a total of 3 classes and a study hall. And I just think overall it's turned out not to be the best situation. And I understand about choices and electives for sure, but I'm really hoping that something else can be worked out, some better option than what we have right now.
Martha, thank you for the call very much. That's Martha in Albemarle County, and wants a change in that schedule. And I'm sure you hear that from a lot of people. Some people love it, and a lot of people are like, this doesn't work for me.
Well, and what we're asking is for people to give it time. We also have, we're working on it. We understand that there were concerns. The school board is addressing the class size issue in this budget this year that we're recommending. I think Dr. Moran has 27 new positions in this budget this year, this funding request. So hopefully we'll be able to address those concerns. And I think as we go through the process, it will smooth out.
Diantha McKeel serves on the Albemarle County School Board. Thank you for being here. And we'll get you back soon when we have some more time.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.